Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today if you just tuned in. If you did, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. If you've been listening already, thank you especially for that. I promised you that June Reed would be here, and so far she's not. And as you know, as I mentioned earlier, June is in Iraq. She's in Baghdad, not always in the green zone. She travels outside the green zone. She's over there to help them develop their economy. She's been there now for almost 2.5 years. June has been on the show many times over the last, I'm going to say, 18 months or so. And she's never missed an interview. She's never not been where she said she was going to be. And so I got to believe that something has impeded her from being here, has prevented her from being here. And she may still join us. We're still trying to get her. But as you know, things can be rather tumultuous there in Baghdad. And so who knows what's going on? I pray that she's well. She's okay. I think she probably is. I just think that maybe something's come up. And as I say, it's not like regular business over there. So anyway, we're going to keep trying to get June on the show. But I do want to continue to talk about some of the things that she and I were going to talk about. I was hoping for an up-to-date report on how things are really going over there. You know, some of the stuff that we hear, we hear a lot of the bad news. We hear all about what's happening in Baghdad. And there is a lot of bad news there. There's no question about it. We lost 70 of our service members last month in Baghdad. We've already lost several in the first 5-6 days of this month. A lot of Iraqis have died in the last few months because of devolving of the conditions in Baghdad. The fight for Iraq now is in Baghdad. I'm told that if you travel north to Kurdistan, to where the Kurds live, that you almost don't even know that there's a war going on anywhere around there. Other parts, maybe to the south probably, is more like that. But in the triangle especially, but primarily in Baghdad, and I say the triangle, I mean the Sunni triangle, Tikrit and Baghdad, and then over to Fallujah. That's called the Sunni Triangle. In that area, but especially in Baghdad, that's where things are the roughest. And now it seems, I don't know how many Al Qaeda over there. I know there are some over there causing trouble. I don't know how much influence that Iran's trying to play and to make in Iraq. They're probably still playing a pretty good role in the unrest. But basically, we've got these armed militias from the Sunnis and the Shiites who are fighting each other, and that's the thing that the only comparable thing that we can have here in America to that is our own civil war, where we had brother fighting brother, cousin fighting cousin, literally. In the Civil War. I mean, I'm not trying to make excuses for what's happening over there. I'm not trying to minimize it. I'm not trying to gloss over it. But there was a time in this country when we were, you know, we weren't as evolved then. We weren't as sophisticated then. We didn't have the worldview then as we do now. Our nation was only about 70 or 80 years old in those days. And yet we killed a lot of each other in our own civil war. And over what? I mean, if you think what they're fighting against each other over there in Iraq is silly now, think about what we were fighting over then. We were fighting basically, a large part of it obviously was over slavery. I mean, that's, when we look back on it, when we think back on it, how much sense does that make? Look what's happened since then. I mean, you know, we're so far away from that whole issue. When we look back on that, it looks like a really stupid thing to go to war over. But yet we did. And hundreds of thousands of people died, and millions of lives were disrupted, and a whole region was devastated. So I think we need to keep that in mind as we think about what's happening to the Iraqis. It's 20 till. We're going to be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and it's just me and you. We were hoping to get June Reed on from Iraq, giving us a report. We're still trying to get her, but so far it's not working out. We think that, who knows? There's just no way of knowing why she isn't where we thought she was going to be. We talked to her yesterday, so we know she knew about this, and she's always been there. But anyway, we'll get her on another time if we don't get her today. But I want you to think about something. I have never heard anyone else say this before. As you think about, and I shake my head about Iraq. When I look at what they're doing to each other, when I look at Sunnis and Shiites fighting each other, killing each other, executing each other, refusing to come together and create some national pride, some kind of nationalism, having the idea, being proud of being Iraqis, not just being proud of being a Sunni or a Shiite, and putting all the other stuff behind them. I shake my head over that too. But as we look at them and as we contemplate what they're doing to each other and what they're doing to us, to our own men and women who are over there as volunteers, and how what they're doing is creating unrest and challenges all really, when you think about it, in a lot of different places around the world, especially in America. When you think about that, when we contemplate those things, imagine what the rest of the world, granted they didn't have CNN, they didn't have Fox News, they didn't have, you know, the immediacy of news these days, but the rest of the world knew that the U.S., had locked itself into a four-year civil war where they were killing each other. Methodists were killing Baptists. Now, they weren't fighting because they were Methodists or Baptists, but that's what was happening. So, you know, we got people killing people who formerly were virtually neighbors. They just lived in one county across the state line or for whatever reason, one young man decided to go north and the other decided to go south. I mean, there are some parts of this country where that's literally what happened. I mean, in Alabama and Georgia and Mississippi and Tennessee, those guys didn't have to decide to go south. They were already south. In Massachusetts and New York and Ohio, those guys didn't have to decide to go north. They were already north. But what about the ones along the border states, the Mason-Dixon line states? You know, some of those guys decided to go north and some decided to go south. Why would they do that? Why would they make that decision? And why would they fight each other like that? What makes human beings do things like that? Did anything good come from that? When we look back on our own Civil War, did anything good come from that war? And I don't have an answer, folks. I'm not saying that there aren't any. One thing that I think happened from that, and it was way too expensive. It cost us way too much. I think we learned that we don't need to fight each other, that we need to work together, that we've got something here worth fighting for with each other against someone who would try to take it away from us. Maybe the Civil War gave us our resolve to fight the enemies of the 20th century. The socialists, the Nazis, the fascists, the communism elements across the world. Maybe it gave us that resolve to fight them, to defeat them as a nation, for us all to come together, for the great grandsons of the Confederate Army to fight with the great grandsons of the Federal Army together to fight with them. Maybe that's what that war did. Maybe it brought us more together. Maybe in the healing of all that, I know we learned a lot about ourselves in those days. Maybe that's what's happening in Iraq. I'm not trying to make excuses for what many consider to be not only a lack of progress, but actually a devolving situation over there. I'm not trying to make excuses for that, but maybe that's what's happening. Maybe things are happening over there now, and as it was in our own Civil War, it's too expensive. And on a personal note, in terms of the expense, my son, as I have mentioned just in passing once or twice, is back in Iraq. He's a Marine. He's back in Iraq for second tour. He spent most of 2004 in Fallujah when it was the most dangerous place on the planet. And I can't tell you where he is because that's not something that I'm supposed to say, but he is in Iraq. And he has, for his second term, he's a volunteer. So when I talk about these things, folks, it's not from a distance. I'm invested in what's going on in Iraq over there. I'm one of the parents that doesn't want to hear the phone ring. I'm one of the parents that, you know, I don't know what today holds. I don't know what tomorrow holds for my family because my son is in a war zone. But having said all that, I do think that we should all back up, stand back a little bit, and look at what's happening over there. And I think we've got some comparable history of our own that we can use of how brutal we have been to ourselves when we think about how brutal other people are to each other. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Mr. Joe Cocker, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody rocks like Joe Cocker. Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. Hope you use it to your advantage. I hope you'll use all the content that we have there. I hope you can find what you need, what you're looking for. And if you can't, you need to let me know. You can find the contact information right there on the homepage. That's easy to find. And I hope you're listening. If you can't listen on the radio, I hope you're listening to the show on the internet. That's the way to do it if you can't get it on the radio. And if you can't get it on the radio and you want to go back and listen to it again or at a later time, you missed the show on the radio and you want to go back and hear something somebody said, okay, it doesn't have to be me. It could be somebody else. One of our guests, that's all right. I don't mind that. Go back and check it out on the website and use it all to your advantage. You can time shift. We give the ability to time shift, and I hope you'll take advantage of that. I'm talking about my thoughts on Iraq. And just taking a little bit of a break from small business. Although I will say that in much of the country, I suspect it's a little bit more difficult these days to do business in at least parts of Baghdad. I don't know. That's what I wanted to ask June Reed, and we're gonna get her back on. We'll try to do this again next week with her. But in so many parts, you know, Iraq is not a little bitty country. It's a pretty good sized country as Mideast countries go, and it's not as big as Iran. It's not as big as Saudi Arabia, but it's a pretty good sized country. 25 million people live there. And they're sitting on, I think, the second or third largest oil reserve. And so, you know, there are a lot of small businesses popping up over there and have been popping up. And the American consulate over there, the American the State Department through their economic division has been helping those people to develop small businesses over there. They've been making small business loans. June Reed tells us that they've been repaying those loans pretty darn well. So that's a good thing. If we can get that economy going over there. And I just have to say that even though I am disappointed in where things are right now, I admit that. I wish, it does trouble me with all the promise that they had and with all the sacrifice that others have made, not the least of which America and our wonderful volunteers over there, our brave and courageous volunteers, these special people. It does trouble me that they can't take that and use it to their advantage, that they have gotten to the point where they are right now in the central part of the country. But if somehow this can be resolved, if somehow this inner fighting can come to an end and they can come together in some kind of a pluralistic society, a pluralistic government society, democratically based society. It doesn't have to be America's democracy. It could be another kind. It will be another kind. It won't look like ours. It doesn't. What they have doesn't look like ours. It's different. That's fine. But if they can come together and come and find a way to be proud of being Iraqi first and Shiite second, or at least on the same level, but at least give some weight to being and have some emotions about being Iraqi. If we can give them that, and if that can happen, I really do believe that will bode well for the 21st century. And the question now becomes, is our attempt to make that happen, is the world, the confederation of nations that have gone over there to do this, the question now is, will that investment in that country be a good one? Will it wind up being a good one? I don't think we know yet. I mean, think of 1863. What would the world have said about the Civil War? Would they have said, should Mr. Lincoln have gone into this Civil War? What happened now is instead of having two nations, we have one nation. That's what I think needs to happen in Baghdad. I mean, sorry, in Iraq. And the question is still out. Will it happen? We'll see, won't we? All I know is this. There are 100,000 plus, 150,000 plus men and women from America over there as volunteers. They all have names. Mine's name is Craig. When you say your prayers, pray for them. They're our heroes. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back on the other side of the news. We got a lot more good stuff to come. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.